this is Will from Opinion Research.
I'm looking to speak to you.
Ma'am, just so you know, I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. The purpose of my call is because we're conducting an opinion survey about Phoenix. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
On the wrong track.
Thank you. Now I would like to ask you a few questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Hilla River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, can I ask the year that you were born?
1965.
Thank you very much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American, black, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race?
Multiracial.
Multiracial. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Just fair.
Just fair. Thank you. Yes. I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. More good paying jobs.
4.
4. Thank you. Better street and road maintenance.
3.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
That's a 2.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities?
That would be a 4.
4. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I see in the area of Levine, so that's about a 3.
3, okay. What about more dining and entertainment options?
That's a 2.
What about better public transportation options?
That's a 3.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
There needs to be more.
Okay, so too few then.
Yes.
Okay. And will you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Too few. Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Doctor offices and hospitals, yes or no?
Yes.
Is that a strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Okay. What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
A hard yes.
Okay. Strong yes.
Strong yes.
Thank you. What about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Not so much.
No.
So okay. Probably hard.
Go ahead.
No, I said no. They don't need any of those.
Okay, thank you. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Strong yes.
Thank you. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
A hard yes. A strong yes.
Thank you. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like to see more of in Laveen?
More clothing stores, more family-ran or family-owned diners or hole-in-the-wall restaurants.
Okay, when you talk about clothing, thank you. When you speak about clothing stores and dining places, do you have any names specifically?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? Is it a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I don't know.
Okay. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? Is it a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
A very big problem.
Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Single-family detached homes, yes or no?
Yes.
A strong yes or somewhat yes?
Strong yes.
What about housing options for seniors?
Strong yes.
What about townhouses or attached homes?
No.
No. What about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
Okay, thank you. Yes, so you know we are at 85%. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
11 to 20.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a friend or family?
Rent.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Are you in favor or you opposed?
Opposed.
Strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. What about to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Somewhat. Approval.
Somewhat in favor. Thank you.
Yes.
What about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Approved. Strongly approved.
Strongly? Okay, thank you. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
That part, that one's undecided.
Undecided? Okay, no problem. What about to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Somewhat in favor?
Yes.
Okay. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Undecided.
Okay. Next question. And just finally, I would like to ask you a couple of questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
2023.
No, what is the last grade that you completed?
Associates.
Associates, okay.
So college.
Okay, thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 70. Okay, thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I ask your first name?
Lynn.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you very much for your time and your opinions.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.